Get all the MasterForce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with MasterForce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with MasterForce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to the Cat Named Mo Show. Let me say that again. You're listening to the Cat Named Mo Show. Got it? Great.
Johnny B coming back to make you laugh, 3 to 6, so stick around for that. Until then, we're going to do what we do, which is give you some news from Jerrica in a little bit. We're talking to Merc Dirty about a breast cancer benefit, as he does every year. He's a good cat. And then we've got a song to make fun of, I mean listen to.
What you done here is put yourself between a bullet and a target. And it won't be long before you're pulling yourself away.
Jerrica.
Yes.
I am proud to announce that Young and Grown 22 is now following me on Twitter.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yes, I'm that bitch. Young, fly, and flashy.
Ooh.
The reason your man's after me.
Oh.
I like that. Roland, I like that.
That's, yeah.
Read that to you again. Yes, I'm that bitch. Young, fly, and flashy. The reason your man's after me. Go ahead, Young and Grown 22.
Wow. Young and Grown.
I'll hit you up later.
Slide on them deals.
I'll hit up Young and Grown when I'm home alone. You know what I'm saying,
Are you even allowed to say that?
Would you shut up?
Stop talking.
Fun killer.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
By the way, follow me on Twitter at a cat named Mo. I promise I'll follow you back. That's how I do's it.
Oh, follow our Instagram, too.
Oh, she got an Instagram?
No. Follow our Instagram.
Oh, our Instagram.
Cat Named Mo Show.
Forget that. I'm on Young and Grown.
Oh, my God.
I'm on that Young and Grown tip rolling. That's how the kids rolling. Good. Ryan Adams is 100% with me on my disdain for fairs and Ferris wheels and skydiving and thank you, Poosai Carla. Glad you're doing good out there. Great interview with the very talented and gracious Ed Don Miggs. Well done. Gennaro's Italiano, and that's headed up by Marcello, who is feeling fine now when the store is open and ready for you. Sent me a photo of some meatballs. That's Italian. That's.
Do you think he had what Roland has?
No. What, being drunk? No. No, trust me, Marcello knows how to handle his alcohol. If he drinks, you know what? I've never even seen Marcello drink. I don't know that he drinks at all. But Johnny T thinks that I do not look like this Ezekiel cat on The Walking Dead. His dread's all natty and grayed out and everything.
What are you talking about? We took a picture on the BDRS, the guys did, of you with the lion.
Oh, that is right. Andrew Quigley at Drewski 182ski is liking the show today, and we always appreciate that when people like the show. Now I want a martini, of course, with gin. Yeah, somebody was saying that Ian Fleming would be upset and be saying that. Look it up. Gin, man. That's how you make a martini.
Yeah, that's how
you make a martini. Nothing wrong with a vodka martini. It's just not really a martini. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's like saying
veggie hot dog. Okay, what you have is a reasonable facsimile of a hot dog.
Right.
But in fact, it is not a hot dog. But you can put hot dog in the title. It's a veggie hot dog. It's a vodka martini. Anytime that you have to add the alcohol in front of it to designate what it is, then that is indicative of it not being made the proper way. Because you don't say a gin martini. You say a martini assuming that it's going to come with gin because that's what a proper martini does.
Now, and I agree with that, but there has been plenty of times that I've ordered a martini at an open bar and they always ask me, you want vodka or gin?
Well, there's nothing wrong with being accommodating, you know, because I think coming up, the gin martini, the true martini, it's old school.
Yeah.
Vodka is a more popular drink than gin. And with the advent of the Cosmopolitan and things of that nature, then I think more people are now kind of aware of a martini coming with vodka than the proper way with gin. Right. So I can understand a bartender asking you that.
It's mostly just chilled gin at that. I mean, there's very little bit of dirty martini. There's very little bit of the olive brine.
Sure.
So it's really just straight gin, it's supposed to be.
You're absolutely right. Let's find out who we have on the line. Joe, are you ready to critique Marionette?
Absolutely.
Okay, can I count on you for impartiality, sir?
Completely.
Okay, hold on. Tony, are you ready?
I'm there, man.
All right.
I'm ready.
Hold on. This is the panel we have assembled to critique Roland's Marionette. Bill, are you at the ready?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Steve, are you with us or against us?
I'm with you.
All right. Hold on. There you go. Okay. Here we go. I have not heard this song. This is not a bit. Roland just put it into the system. Yeah. It is a song that he wrote when he was a Subway slinger, a sandwich slinger, if you will. What'd they call you guys? Were you an artisan?
No, they call it a sandwich artist. It's going to make you sad. I didn't actually work there. I just helped my wife, so that's even worse.
So wait a minute. So you
wasn't even getting paid.
Oh, wow.
Aww, he was helping his wife.
Well, then why would you have to be conflicted over going out and taking a smoke break? You weren't getting paid.
That was just
I just say, baby, I'm out.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah, no, and I agree with that, but I was so tired of smoking. It was like, but my brain was like, yeah, you want one? I'm like, I don't really.
Do you think that was kind of...
Wait, that was a cigarette?
Yeah.
It was this one.
Okay, and now do you smoke now?
No.
Bill, how long have you been smoke-free?
It's been so long, I can't remember.
Okay, well, that's good.
8-10 years.
What? Good for you. Seriously? All right.
This song did it.
That's awesome.
Okay, all right, here we... How long has this song been laying around?
A lot longer than I've not been smoking.
Okay, here we go. This is the debut, radio debut. Why are you laughing, Jerry?
I'm not laughing. I'm smiling. I'm excited.
Looked like you were laughing to me.
No, it was like it's so exciting.
Okay, here we are. I'm gonna play it uninterrupted. Now, I can't promise you that it's going to go the full, how many minutes is this thing?
It's about 2.5 minutes.
All right, we can play 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, it is not long.
But here we go. This is the 2.5 minute Marionette by Roland Mizell. I just got faulted for a second. Come on, Jerrica. Come on. I can't.
Say it. Just say it. You can't even let him sing for 5 seconds.
Hold on. Because I know the... Joe, what are you thinking so far?
Oh, God. Play the song.
It's horrible.
Hold on. So don't make arrests. Don't be arrests of judgment. But I just...
Say it was horrible.
I'm just trying to get what they said. Hold on.
Okay.
Where are we standing right now, Tony?
Not good.
Okay, hold on. Hold up. That's only two.
No, it's fine.
We have a panel of four.
They're not hurting my feelings.
Okay. Bill, what say you?
Giving back my bullets. Number one.
Oh, I let Bill go. Bill, call back. Steve, what say you?
So far, so good, Roland.
All right, there you go.
All right,
there you go. Two of one out of four. Okay, now I paused the song because the vocal arranging is a bit. It's in your face. Is this what is this? Is this a punk rock song or is it a?
All I've played is punk rock and metal.
I needed to be prepped for the genre.
Oh, okay.
Now that I'm prepped for the genre that it is, I can listen to it with a more seasoned ear. Okay.
You didn't know what was coming at you.
Exactly. A lot of times, like you and Yardbird. All right, but that's a whole different story. Here we go. Okay, let's Marionette.
That's it? I liked it. I'm just going to say I like the part where you're like, can't let it go. That part?
The hook?
That was my favorite part.
All right. Cool.
That's where I got the most energy.
Dig it.
The excitement. And then the ashtray breath. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yellow stained fingers.
I think the vocals needed to be a little bit louder.
A little bit louder?
Yeah.
I don't.
Like, it was hiding.
Interesting.
I feel like the music was great, but it was too loud. Voices versus your voice.
This is what I'll say. Merck's talking about. The guitar was impeccable.
Yeah.
Guitar was impeccable.
Dude, he did a great job.
I'm going to give you my honest assessment.
I'm waiting. Something.
Ready?
Yes.
Didn't hate it.
Oh, that's good.
What a relief.
I know. But wait a minute.
That silence. Not only
did I didn't hate it, I kind of liked it. Cool. I kind of liked it. I see what you were doing there. I would agree with Jerrica, which I'm loath to say because she's been so annoying to me today. I do think that the vocals were a tad buried in the mix.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that the vocals should be on top of the mix instead of beneath them because the music itself is pretty powerful, so its impact is not going to be lost. But I found myself at times straining to hear what you were saying.
Really?
Yes. So I would bring the vocals up. You know, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
The lyrics were a little bit too on the head for me sometimes, but you know, that's your style and that's you and that's cool. I liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to like it.
I think it comes from my influences, Johnny Cash and that kind of thing. Country music is what I grew up on, and they tell the story straight up.
Yeah, I didn't hear any Johnny Cash. In
I didn't say
it. I'm just going to be honest with you.
You probably shouldn't have went that far.
I wasn't comparing myself to Johnny Cash.
Kind of sounded like you were.
I was just saying that influences.
But his influence. I'm sorry, Burke, let me tell you. Yeah, you're right, his influences. I would say this. Punk rock, and I know a little bit about punk rock, Black Flag, the Dead Kennedys, you know, obviously Henry Rollins. The lyrics are very straightforward, and, you know, there's not a lot of metaphor and subtext. It's what you say is what you mean.
Right.
And in that respect, it was very true to the punk rock forum. Now let's go. I think we lost Joe.
Yeah, it was too much.
Yeah, I think you killed Joe. Joe, I'm sorry that you died.
Sorry, Joe.
Tony, what say you?
I like the second half of it better. I think the vocals at the beginning were a little bit strained and very hard to distinguish. I'm a musician, so I kind of got a little bit of an ear for it. I don't think the mix was really – I think whoever mixed it –
Well, be nice,
needs,
though, because –
some help. No, I'm just saying. I think they need a little bit of help. The mix was too the vocals were too muddled.
Yes, yeah.
When you got to the second part of the structure of the song, actually, where it almost became rap –
Right.
That was actually pretty good, and I think it distinguished the song. It almost made it like two different songs.
Go ahead.
I like the second half better.
Better. I agree.
I've done studio work, so I kind of I'm used to it a little bit. I've been a musician for 45 years.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I got to catch everybody else, but thank you for that. What I think is a very fair assessment. Bill, go ahead. What do you say?
Oh, sorry, am I on?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, give back my bullet. Bullets means going to number one with a bullet, man. That's what that song is about. Give
all right, there anyway. You go, right there, number one with a bullet. Bill, go ahead.
No, Steve.
Steve, go ahead.
I thought it was pretty awesome. It was like the raw vocal power of Public Enemy meets the instrumentals of Primus and Godsmack. And now, as far as the quality of the song goes, it's kind of here, the quality over the phone, so I can't really dissect that. Okay. But as far as the song goes, I thought it was awesome, and the bridge was rad. A-plus job, Roland.
Whoa, look at that. What's your name? Go ahead.
Yeah, these, you're going to have to take them live.
What's your name?
Yeah, my name's Rob. I thought I agreed with the caller, Tony, about the second half of the song.
Right.
When it first came off, I wasn't really digging it. and then it grew on me. And one thing, the song might not be for me, but I do recognize the talent.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting, and thank you for that call, Rob. I will tell you this. I could tell that he had a real struggle with nicotine and with cigarettes. There was an honesty that came forth from the straightforwardness and the passion with which he sang the song. And the more I talk about it, Roland, and the more I hear other people discuss it, I like it even more.
Right.
Well done. Well done. I was ready. You know me.
Yeah. Ready to insult me.
No. Dale, final call. What did you think?
Hey, listen, you know what? I thought you did a fine job. And while it may not have been Johnny Cash, it sure as hell wasn't David Bowie either.
Well played, Dale. Well played. Thanks, buddy.
I'm proud of you, Roland. That's
awesome. Yeah, yeah. Good job.
Appreciate
good
that.
Job.
Thank you.
Good job. Good job.
I give it all to Pete, Don, and Andrew. Andrew's the studio tech. He's the guy that did all the mix. And that's why I wanted that guy to be nice, because I haven't had a chance to pay Andrew yet.
Right.
But I do owe him money, and I do want to pay him and get straight with him. And he's still learning the whole thing. He's not,
when you have a producer and or mixer, they're there to serve you, even though they're bringing their certain expertise to it. I would ask him to bring the mix down and highlight the vocals more.
Okay.
Because I think you want that version of the song. You can keep the one that you have, but I think you would be served better by having the vocals out more front.
Well, he did ask me to listen to it on several formats and get back with him. I've listened to it in the car. I've listened to it on a Bluetooth.
So you haven't gotten back with him yet?
I told him it was fine. I didn't hear that the vocals were too low.
No, they're too low.
Okay.
Yeah, the vocals are too low.
Well, I'll send him an email and tell him.
Okay. Merc Dirty is here, one of our friends of Bone Family, and he is here, as he is every year, for a very good cause. It has to do with breast cancer, correct?
Cancer, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to do a little of God's work, if I can say that, when we get back in our own inimitable way. So don't you go anywhere. It is the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save